Kavash Gorcha brought the Torah anytime. And tell Allah Shin, I want to thank Rabbi Yosef Yaffe. I want to thank Rabbi Golombek. Rabbi Say, take a look. Rabbi Golombek is, look at this. Kaufman, his name is, putting out a beautiful Kiddush Hashem Shein Kamayu. The picture, how can't you get this? Look at it. Just look at it. Look at the picture. I want them to see. They see? They got to see, no? It's beautiful. Rabbi Say, get it. Get it. Sponsor. Get geld if you want. Get as much as you want. I'm not asking you for my stuff. I don't go to PA. I go to the Eivishta. You know what happened? PTA. PTA. Arab PTA says, they're making me meshuggah. They don't want to make it again because I'm owed money. I saw on the way to the PTA, I says, Rabbeinu Shalom, actually I can get some money here. PTA should get money. The last parent left me a check of $1,000. The lady, not the husband. Nes pesach nes. $1,000 like this. Goodbye. I came in and the guys are saying, this time Mandel Yibatok is not working. Oh no. It worked. You need patience. The Eibishter always helps me. Ah, neir neiris. The Alta von Avadik. Yahrzeit's coming up. Next week, the Glicklichkeit. What? Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos. 8:30, come to the Lawrence Shul to Lava Malka. Have Lava Malka at 8:30. The Alta von Avadik's chus should stay with, which should do wonders for us. Now look. The Welt said on the Vardig that it's not for our daughter. I heard this from the Grest of Yerushalayim Yidden. Maybe I won't say his name. From a world famous. In fact, I had a tzad. He said, I'll put you on your feet. Nobody does Hashem. A bomb for the Grest of world famous. I asked from Nelson Fisher, go to him or go back to the Vardig. He said, go back to the Vardig. So you started with the Vardig, you stay with the Vardig. But he wasn't Pasha this year. And he said, now I didn't see about the whole thing. He didn't say the whole in the body. He says, it's a little too high, you know, certain things. So whatever. And look what's happening. Not only is it not too high, it's saving people left and right. There's women giving out courses in shyness. They're flooding them. All built on this stuff to conquer this. You go through Gehenna. By the way, what's wrong being shy? So grace has to be shy, less avedis. Oh, but they're able to turn themselves around. It's all the Alta von Avadik. Such chusim. Now I'm going to tell you a story. It happened in Yerushalayim. This Baal Tshuva. He had an American Baal Tshuva sitting and learning by Smother Rabba. And he's getting older and he's got parents who are antagonistic to his learning. You know, by the time you're 30, it's over. You go to work. This is ridiculous. Sitting and learning, you're normal. And he was alone, crying to the Eibishter in the base medrash. And suddenly, from nowhere, he sees a sefer called. You ever hear this? Madregas Huda. He opens it up. It was love at first sight. He's 3-4 hours a day. Since then, he learns this sefer. It could be 2 or 3, but 3-4 sounds better. Lamaisa, it was 3-4 taka. Are you set to learn? He's a ben Torah of this. Alam Madrega Sodom. Since he started learning Madrega Sodom, suddenly the money's rolling in. This mitfest, another mitfest, another mitfest, especially the Betocha Chaylik. And geld's coming in here, and geld's coming in there. Mitamol Zafreilach. Bahi Ayayin. Now, listen to this. His parents, not only, they don't believe what he's doing, which is not pleasant. And he said, look, I learned Madrega Sodom. When you're learning Madrega Sodom, you don't care so much of what people are saying. It doesn't kill you the way it used to. So, yeah, he's fine. They don't like it. It's okay. Now, not only his parents have no money, but they don't want him to work. It's nobody home. But yeah, yeah. Suddenly, he changes his mind, and he decides, I gotta support him. And suddenly, there's money. Nes pesach nes. Netamoli has money. Netamoli changes his opinion. And he supports him for years. But yeah, I ain't no more money. No. And, with Madregas Adam, no more money. He has Baruch Hashem, a Shver and a Shviga, who are the same Shita as his parents. We don't hope from this whole business. And as soon as his parents stopped sending him money, suddenly his in-laws decided, you know, we're changing our mind too. And suddenly they got money, which they never had before. And I spoke to them. They have no issues. This is years and years, 20 years, I think. And he's with Madrega Sa'adam. And he's in his own world. And they have nisim and aflois everywhere. Then they have a friend, exact same issue. Where no money and the parents are against. They learned Madrega Sa'adam, met them all, everybody loves them, and they're getting money. Look what's going on here. Madrega Sa'adam. I was in Rav Schlesinger's shul about, I don't know, 10 years ago. I'm learning Madrega Sa'adam. In walks Achsidish Yengaman, Tidy Yengaman. He says, what? The Lance Dus? He has a friend who sells for him. And he saw Madrega Sa'adam. He got Madrega. He took one look at me. He says, Dus is Fadir. Achsidish guy. He took the sefer and he sits for hours. He's in Gan Eden. He's so different. He's so more relaxed. The altar for Navadik makes a chizik of COVID. You're wasting your life with these. And he can spend hours. He told this to me. Hours. He loves this. Madregason. Okay. I'm into it in my own way. Sometimes I'm whatever it is. So Gavaldik. Altar for Navadik. Now we're going to tell you Navadik and mice. He came to this house. Did I meet him in the house? I met him in, whatever, I met him. Two people from Eretz Yisrael. He's in Enikol, the Mavakesh HaShleimus. That sefer is, when I touch it, I gotta wash my hands, it's on fire. And Avadaga wrote it. I forgot his name. Shanagel, I think, I'm not sure what his name is. Anyway, he was an Avadaga who came to Bnei Brak. A major Ben Tyre, a big Talmud Chacham, very respected. He needed a shidduch. Chazon Ish read him a shidduch. Who did he read him? Comes in the first day. There's a girl, first class hiker. You know what that means? Hunchback, but good. She was in Gansen out of shape. Hashem Yirachem. She fell off a horse when she was a little child. I had heard about this story. But now I met the Enikol. And he told me the story. I got it more firsthand. So he says, Ahika, what do they want from me? He was a very good-looking person. He was put together. He was a big Ben Tayrin, popular, amenchus. Everyone held from him. And here's Ahika. And Chazon Ish read it. Now he's saying, my horror. Chazon Ish knew, what an avardiga, you can pull that. Chazon Ish figured out, they'll be all right. He had experience with his brother-in-law, who fell asleep with the stipler. When he read him the stipler, his sister, stipler comes in and falls promptly asleep in the middle of the date. That was the first date. You know the story? And the rest is history. The stipler got married, he fell asleep on the first date. A scandal! You fall asleep on the first date. This is only in Navadik. Navadik could get away with that. He lived happily ever after. Fell asleep on the first date. What? You're bored? What? You just, this is the first time you see me? You can't, he's in the middle of a sugya somewhere. Oh yeah, I forgot. Or Isha Niknas, I forgot. I was in that sugya recently. You know, they got married. It's a good design. Yeah. So mitzvah da. Anyway. He fell fast asleep. You know why he fell asleep? He was on the train. There was shatnas on the... he used to learn 16 hours straight, and then he went to sleep for 8 hours, then he got up another 20 hours, you know. He had a hunt, got some halach, the way he used... He was the masbid of Navardi. Navardi had that smother. And he was, forget it, the disciple. And so he did on the train. So he wanted to go to sleep finally after he finished his 36 hours of learning. Let's say 36 sounds good. It could be true also. It's true, no? That's a pusher with him. Learn. How can you stop? Fate is 11. Anyway, so then he fell, so then he had to get asleep. That was his seder. So he comes into the train. You know, if it's a machamam, the shatnas, you got problems, right? If you have a little, it's a little warm, you got, and he had to take a look at the seat there, he had shatnas. Hear what's going on? Shatnas. So he held on to the thing, and that was it. That was the train ride. 8 hours, standing, after the 36 hours of learning. Now you gotta sleep, finally. No, shatnas. No sleep. That's Pasfan Avadi. And finally he got off the train. Now he's gotta see this young lady. A shidduch. A bacha, right? A shidduch comes in, and fell right asleep. The Chazidish is watching. The Chazidish was a shatchan. What? I'm not sure what happened. But it's a great story. He never saw him.
He saw
a shtick tyrant. That's what I want. That shtick tyrant is for my sister. There you go. Chazidish liked Navarik, but Muchet. He was, okay, anyway, he had a lot of them had to do with him. Anyway, listen to this. So Bacha sees a girl, a hoika, you know what that means? And he says, hold. he went into the base medrash. There's a her from the Anikol. Took out a mesilas yeshara. And he learned all night Musa. And every 15 minutes, he started crying. Who's going to marry her if I don't? Every 15 minutes, in the middle of learning Musa. Who's going to marry her if I don't? Next day he says, all right, it's a shidduch. What do you say to that? He raised a family, 8 children, I believe. Beautiful family, b'nei Torah, alam ha'ilus. That's the Vadi. To have to do with them is such a schus to want to be like them. What? Mavakesh Shlemus. Yeah, you know the Sefer? Mavakesh Shlemus, I believe. It's a bomb. He has correspondence with other Navardigas. The way they write, the Dahibenkite. What? My God, I've seen one or two. I think I'm on my second one. Usually people borrow. I never see it again. And then somehow another one pops up. I see that's good. A lot of, anyway, I may have it. It's very boy. Madrega
the
Yosh.
Is on the
side, and there's a lot of sponsorships available. Who wants to give money? Who wants to give money? Speak to the person who's based on the side. And so, thank you for the Vadik, and for the Vadik. Thank you so much for all the hard work. Yeah, now, all right, that's the Vadik. You know, the feelings for people. The Vardigas didn't talk. What I was exposed to, Berma Chaveri was very big. They believed a lot in camaraderie. Every time I came to France, there was a party going on. Oh, you know, just got married. Sheva Brachos. Oh, he's making bar mitzvah. That's all they do all day. Kol Yom of Kechag. That's my experience. In France, in Borough Park, also in the Vardig, it was different. I didn't see that over there. Also Nevada, in Borough Park, they had 10 people there. You ever hear of the Arizal's minion? The Arizal The Beis Yosef, the Lachodaydi was the Chazan. The Beis Yosef was the Paisik. The Al Shech HaKadosh was the Darshan. You know what went on there? And he was once speaking about Lavan. And Arizal starts laughing. And he says, why are you laughing in the middle of my drasha? He says, because Lavan was standing in the back. His Gilgal came down. And he was said, all the pshatim you said about him, he says, that's true, and that's true. And, you know, what Lavan was thinking. So he said, you know what went on there? These are malachim. The famous story they got together that on Leil Shavuos, that suddenly out of their learning Mishnayos, and these ten Gedolei Yisrael, not Shaykh and Tzfas, and suddenly out of the Beis Yosef's mouth comes the Shechina, medaberes b'toy greina, and telling how much nachas he has that these people, that they're learning these, whatever, it was the Abish, whatever, it's a gansa mice. That minion in Borough Park. You know, there's a chassidish younger man, a tidy younger man. He refused to leave that place. He held on. He had such a racha, anybody with any seichel. That place was the kaisel of Aravi of the world, outside of Eretz Yisrael. It was not shayach. He walked in there, the Shechina was there. The Navardigas, the people of Weinkranz. Of Weinkranz, what that person was. What he told Pichas Menachem Malach, you want a shidduch? You go to France. Did you meet? No, not that. You know, shidduch is in the other place. Yeah. He was about Memphis Gully. They used to ask him about shidduchim, about the yichus of somebody. He said, let me see a picture. Yeah, take the shidduch. He's fine. There's something. Don't take it. Then he'd say, oh, you want so-and-so? You'll take that shidduch? In 2 weeks, you're divorced. Another time he'd say, why not? Yeah, it's going to work out. He was Meshunadik. He knew everything. But Shalom Bayis, he had Nisim Luluyim with this person. He was a Malach Likim. And his pictures. I have a lot from him, Reb Chaim Otto Weinkranz. And the way that Shalom Bayis, what they had, the Vardigas, Shalom Bayis left at the world. I heard. First, I want to say something about the Mir Yeshiva. You know what the Mir Yeshiva was? Huh. I heard a hesped of Rabbi Malin in a shleishim from Yisrael Chaim Kaplan. Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Kaplan was the most beautiful person you ever met in your life. There were three people who made a hesped. Rav Hutton came in the middle. He was funny. Rav Hutton came in the middle of the hesped. He pops up. He once said about Rabbi Hyman, as for mine, chashivs the misnagdim. They had different shitas. Anyway, he came in there. He did some pratim. It was very, okay, whatever. But he was the last speaker and the best speaker. And the whole hesped was on the Mir Yeshiva. I remember the way he said, but the dos is giving the Mir Yeshiva, the davening, the learning. He was an Edom of Rebbe Yerucham, by the way. Why was he in Eidim? Ramatra Schwab told me. Why did Rabbi Yerucham pick him? They were Bacham just as good as him. Because he used to learn Musar an hour a day. And for the first 10 minutes, he used to have the Matzaya Gehenim. And at being Matzaya Gehenim, he was the best. That's what it took him. Figure out who these people were. Who said on him? The Gilgal sat on him. The Dibbuk sat on him. Oyla Tzimim. Malach Hashem. Now what somebody, Ramatra Schwab once took somebody. Ramatra Schwab wanted to go to the Vardik. And he went to Rabbi Shlomo Yankib, the Alta son-in-law. The Alta son-in-law said, no, it's not for you. Go to the mayor. It's not for everybody, but he wanted the Vardik because he wanted the Amunah, whatever. So he invited a friend from Berlin. He was a Deutsch. He was a German. Come to the yeshiva. And his friend came in one time during Musa Seder. He saw Rabbi Yerucham sitting in a higher. The whole yeshiva was sitting and learning. Ay, 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 with that nigga and everybody learning. And Rabbi Yerucham was higher than everyone else. Was looking with simcha, with nachas. His face was shining. You know Rabbi Yerucham. On Shabbos, he looked different than the weekdays, you know. Mashgiach of Nasan thought, it's a different, who's that Mashgiach on Shabbos? What happened to the other one? He said, no, it's the same one. That's how he looks on Shabbos. You know, the Mir Yeshiva, it's going on there, the Mir Yeshiva. And this, he was so nisragish from the way they learned Musa. I heard Rabbi Yamin Talberger learning Musa here in Lakewood, quietly by himself. There was a small Musa library. With a sweetness, it can't be masik. The way he learned Musa, the way he learned, so geschmack, I can't explain it. And imagine a whole yeshiva learning with a spyless Musa. And Rabbi Yerucham. Ah! Now I'm going to tell you about, how did I get into the mirror? You have an idea what Yeshiva Bacham, Madvinishvi, they had a hard time with Shidduchim. Reb Shlomo Volba told me, I had a reason for building up the mirror, because I'm going to say something in a minute. Get ready. I'm joking. Chas v'chalila. But I could kid around a little. I'm allowed to say, you know. So they couldn't get do Shidduchim. Reb Leib Rutkin told me, that's all. He learned in Kletzk. He told me that Reb Shlomo Volba told me the reason why they all went to the Mir is because you couldn't get married. Reb Yerucham was a shatchan. That's Reb Shlomo Volba. I mean, Reb Yerucham was charismatic. There was no one like him, but that's what Reb Shlomo Volba told me. They were desperate to get married. And what's his name? Reb Leib Rutkin told me the way a yeshiva bocha in. He had a friend of his, a Matsuyin Gadol, at 35 something, he finally did a shidduch. And he tells me, Amachu Eres, Ashistavot in Ishgenumen. That's what he told me. A man of Hasagis of Bukhu Eres, by that, I don't know if they know the difference. But they had a hard time at shidduch. Now, in Avadog, Shidduchim? What are you talking? Closed Esrog box. My Nafkamina. In Avadi, they laughed their heads off at the whole problem. Oh, you're having trouble. That's terrible. You want the nose to go this way, that way? Now, I want to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. I've said this 2,000 times already. It's good to hear it again. I'm hearing the reports, people are telling me their lives are changing. It's very important. Now, I'm going to tell you who said this. I heard it from the biggest psychologue in Lakewood, who Rav Matisyo used to send people to him, from a psychologist, a tzaddik. He told me, he's not an avadiga. He said, he holds it doesn't matter who you marry. It's you. And I heard this from someone else, from the big Torah Masorah, from the biggest names in America today. His son told me the same thing. It's not so pushit. You got to get this. So, in Mila di Alma, we know that Navardig had that sheetus, but in Mila di Alma, there's so much Dimyain! So much Dimyain. I heard recently somebody tells me, Nebuch, you know, the somebody's on the verge of Zayin Gesund, and the guy tells me he knows his wife's issue because he read a lot of material. So him and all the family decided they don't, you know, because she has kach v'kach, and kach v'kach means Zayin Yaneh. Okay. I laugh at all these things, you know that. Do you know that I just got a report from Yerushalayim? Rabbi Mandel, you made a mifus for my, I don't even remember. This woman's husband was in the hospital, a mental, tight and sugar. I gave him one bracha and he's out and he's normal. That was 2 years ago. At least one bracha. She's telling me it was whatever. I'm not trying to spoil, you know. Don't have so much to spoil as a name, but you know, he has. Once you give him a shtempel, he's finished. I told you the schizophrenia, I told you already, no? Everybody heard them. It's night and night ice. Anyway. So the Navardigas have a bittle. There's a story I heard on a Vardiga, spent all night. He had a daughter who was not normal. I remember who told it to me. I can get retrace the whole story. I heard it from Adam, a very chash of a younger man in New York. He told me the story. This guy's daughter was Hashem Yirachem, not well, in a mental hospital. He learned Musa all night long. The morning she was fine, and she's married, and everything's healthy. You believe it? Don't believe it. You know what belief can do? You know what you believe what that can do if you're going to make a bittul about doctors and lawyers? The Vardigas were great in bittul. Yeah. I know in a Vardiga who married a second marriage, a divorcee, that everyone says he's getting divorced. No one could deal with her. And he told this to me. He left his head off. I married her. I was in the house. The respect she had for him. There was no problem at all. Anyway. Now I'm going to tell you, Rabbi Isai, this is Parshas Vayishlach. There's an atomic bomb. Rabbi Yeruchim's atomic bomb. It's in Avada Gavot. Now remember, in Avada Gavot, everyone was looking for Shaduchim, and Avada Gavot were laughing. They were laughing. And they all were happily married. Every one of them. They didn't care who they married. They were busy. My life is Musa. And Reb Shamshel Fol Hirsch says this. You have to see it. It's not Shai. This isn't Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the happiest person because he didn't live for getting things. He lived for doing. By him, Sameach means Sameach. Steiging. How can I steig from this? Dr. Akeda didn't face him. It's another Nisayin. Everything's a Nisayin. But why cranes are sons? Told me that his father used to always tell him, Nisayan. When you look at a person as a Nisayan, the whole problem disappears. It's a Nisayan. You don't chop what's going on here. It's a Nisayan. They're testing you. Don't you chop? It's just a test. But he did, and she did, and you did, and I did. It's a Nisayan. Everything's a Nisayan. You have a different cook. You're happy. I have a very hard time talking to people when I tell them, it's a terrible thing that's going on, but you're going to shtai like anything. You know what they do? Please do me a favor. I'm not interested in shtaiing. I need what's going to be with whatever it is. That's the issue is, do you know that Rabbeinu Yena says, if they were taught when they were younger, that the main issue in your life is breaking a midas. I'm going to get married. I'm going to be a Rosh Hashiva. I'm a tzaddik. I'm a this. I'm a businessman. I'm successful. I'll have friends. I'll get shlishi. I'll get seed. I'll get whatever it is. I'll give money. I'll be this. That's your head. These are from the best people. That's not why you came here. Came here to be Yom Ben Asayin. Or else you'd be busy with kinna. I heard the Baron Leib say this. I was complimented by one of the biggest Rabbanim in Lakewood that my B'tochen weeklies are constantly addressing kinna, 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 kinna. This person is a big pikeach. He said, that's the issue. And it is. Baron Leib, I heard. Now, someone just told me, Baron Leib says, kinna is it. What's killing everybody is kinna. And whether you know it or not, that's what's killing you. You know, I heard that you're a better speaker than me. I can't handle that. I heard that he has better kids. This guy has more money. Whatever it is, it's kinna. And it kills you. You gotta work on it. Sameach b'chalkei. The ikar b'tochen is to be sameach b'chalkei. Not to be in a spell. Now I'm gonna tell you a vort that's not shayach. It's a bumba. We're gonna open up a chumash, Parshas Vayishlach. And every time I open it up, I say, what in the world is going on here? There's 42 psukim. 42 psukim of Esav Lach Degedaitis with all his mamzeinim lach. This one married the mother, this one married the sister, this one married the who cares? What's going on here? What is that all about? Nobody doesn't bother anybody. The Torah has to be so matriach to come to Rain, they say. To tell you all this, what's going on here? Yeah. When the Torah is marach, Abdi Yavos, what does it say? Yapa Sichas Abdi Yavos Mitzuras on Shabbonim. When the Torah is marked, the story of Eliezer, the Abishah says, Chazal say, you see, because it's so chashiv, so many psukim. Sichas Abdi Yavos Mitzuras on Shabbonim. So who in the world needs 42 psukim? But Esav's or Einiklach. Aluf this, and Aluf that, and Aluf Fahim, and Achaydi, and this, and he's from here, and he's from there. Who cares? Like, who? We need that. I'm going to tell you, I'm just telling to a Yesenida. You can't forget this for the rest of your life. The Ilay Nishmas, the Heilig Alta of Navardik, Rabbi Rukhams and Shmuz. Boy, is this Navardik country. Rabbi Rucham said the following. He brought down a chazal. It's a medrash. That says, eight dairis. Avram, what's his name? Yaakov Avinu bowed down to Esav eight times. Because he bowed down eight times. He called him Adoni. What? Called him Adoni eight times. Esav got eight dairis, eight kings before you did. You created those kings because you're bowing down. Pleasure to see you guys. Ah, you're talking. I was dreaming. Look at this. Oh, boy. Now, this, we'll mix. I do mish, by the way. I believe in mixing like a tchila. I don't wait for Achron Shel Pesach. I mix always. Anyway, so here's the story. Thank you so much, Rabbi Vitesh. We got the caramel kiss. This is not shy. Good, good. Time, leaders, just bring them all in. But Shemachim Freila, they are young. I'm embarrassed. I never really drank. Now I have to show something for myself. I'll learn how to. I know how to drink. What do you think? I'm stomach guy. You know, when I went to one of my kids for Shabbos, they served me 5% alcohol. I was insulted. That's what you think of me? Such a low opinion. L'chaim teimel shalom simchas. We should all go in his heilig and drachim, and he should have nachas. The Abi should have tremendous nachas. That we have a havamina of getting near the kodesh kadoshim nevadug. Ah, ein l'shaya. Chaim. Know what? You think so? Oh, I need a new shackle. Somebody make a shakel, me might speak. So we'll be all right. Make a shakel, no? Me might hear him. Good. Amen. That's all I gave you, Rabbi Vitesh. You're the Baal Simcha here. Shvach, bring him the stuff. Bring him some more stuff, Rabbi Vitesh. Anybody want a goose? We have plenty. We have two goose. Anyway. So, Lamaisai, the story. So, what happened to the caramel kiss? You got it?
Passing around.
Okay. Good stuff, Rabbi Vitesh. You understand. Aymed al das, Rabbi. He knows. He knows what the Rebbe likes. Anyway, what I want to say. He bows down eight times. And he bows down. And because he did that, he created. You create with your achna. You created a problem because you're scared. There's an 80-year-old shiksa who lives down my block. She's a good Shabbos guy. Husband mainly comes usually. Nice guy. They had a dog that's vicious. That any guy that gets near that dog, the Leviathan is tomorrow. Forget it. And this lady, the dog loves the lady, and the lady loves the dog. It's a shidduch. It's the and I heard from one of the neighbors, because this lady loves the dog. She's not impressed with his grouchy barks and his canine teeth. So that's the way God made him. You know, he's a good dog. He's a well-meaning dog, and he's a nice dog, and you don't understand him. You don't understand the dog. You were never a dog, so you don't chop. So, but that's what he is. And you have to respect him for what he is. And you have to be nice to him and feed him. And she and her dog is a giant. You know that she has 52 cats. And she has a special house for the cats. You know that? She was once terribly depressed. You know what happened? She needed a heart monitor. You know that? Because her favorite cat was Nifta. Did you hear that one? My favorite cat died. And I'm wondering how she needed a heart monitor for that cat. Now, cats don't live as long as people, by far. She's going to have 52 cat labias. How's she going to deal with that? Her spaden. She once asked me to daven for one of her dogs. She left me a picture of the dog, and she told me the dog's name, Juanit, I think, whatever. Juanit, please pray. The dog is Yana Machla. Can you please pray for my dog? So I says, what's the dog's mother's name? Yeah, it's good. Anyway, I davened. I was hoping to make Kiddush Hashem. She put the dog out. That's it. So I couldn't have my... Anyway. But, so the dog loves her. And he hates everybody except for her. Because there's a yesod going on here. You're not even with machines. If you're nervous, the machines break. I heard this. I spoke to at least five copy machine repairmen. The machine that I go through is always something, some nervous people hanging around. Now, the guy that fixes it tells me, if you got a deadline and you talk nasty to that machine, he will get you back with a vengeance. I heard this from a Shagans. And more than once, they keep telling me the same thing. Oh, you start up with those machines. They know that you're all nervous. Can you imagine? They must have made the world. Now look, if you're bowing down to Esav, you call him Adoni 8 times. You created the whole parsha in the Torah, Shem Yirachem. Aluf this and aluf that. I tie it, aluf. The way Rabbeinu Hirsch touches it up. We have Nasiyim, they have aluf means you're aluf. You fop everybody on. The English word aluf, I hold, comes from this, right? Because they don't really care for the people under them. They're aluf. A nasi is someone filled mit. He has the same, he's part of you. It's a different. Anyway. But no, Yid shouldn't be aluf. He has to care for the people, for everybody. Keep that on, Rabbi say. But if you want to care for people, you got to stop being afraid of them. You're too afraid of how you're going to get locked in jail your whole life. Afraid of everybody. You're going to love everybody. You're going to kiss people. You're intimidated by them. He has more money. He has more nachas. I'm going to kiss him. I need chizuk. I need chizuk. I'm the Nebuchadnezzar here. So I'm supposed to... In the Vatican, they'll teach you about those things. Everybody thinks he's the Nebuchadnezzar. Anyway, so here comes the Chazal. So Zak Rabbi Yerucham, Yaakov Avinu created, and he says like this, Tzadik mot b'fnei rasha. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. If a tzadik, it's his, the worst chil Hashem. Because you stand for Avodas Hashem, and he stands for Avkedus, and you're machniah to him, you know the korban you're making. Then Rabbi Yerucham ends off saying, and what do we do when you walk in the street? Whoever we see around us is our Adonim. Everybody's your Adonim. It's true. Rabbi Yerucham says it. It's the last words he says in this shtickle. You got to see the whole shtickle. The way a person's mind affects this whole environment. You're afraid of your wife? She's boss. You know that? You don't want to make a boss? You want her to step all over you? Go around being afraid of her. You want to get an... You want to get a dog angry at you? Be afraid of him. You're not afraid of the dog? He's not going to touch you. You think positive, happy thoughts about whoever it is, your friends. You have no idea how much kayach. Now, Sir Viruchim says, when we go in the street, we look at the people around us as our adonim. We're afraid of everybody in the street. So I wanted to put our goyis on the shtickle. And I did. I wrote up, whoever saw my B'tach Weekly of this week, I wrote in over there, but not Navadagis. Navadagis aren't afraid of everybody in the street. And I said, some people, it's a mitzvah for them to feel like everyone in the street are their avodim, because they're extreme. They're too much shiftless. They think they're a nobody. And you have to go extreme to work on your midas. Anyway. Now the...
What's the right balance? If you're, let's say you're in between going, I don't know, you're in a place where security, whatever it is, they're, you know, they want to be on top of you. If you
know, when I see police, do you know who my best friend is? Bob. Go ask Bob who his best friend in YTT is. It's me. Can the other take my B'tachah Weeklies and spread them out to schooler? The list, you know, people who give out my stuff have big yeshivas. Anyway, give out as much as you can. They're in the now, when I see a cop, I always compliment him. You're doing a great job. You have no idea how soft they are. They're human beings. They need a nice word. They need a compliment. You want to really get on his good side? You see a sheikh that's walking in the street with a dog, with a poodle. Compliment that poodle. I'm telling you, the guy's going to turn colors. I did it a few times already. That was so nice of you to say that. And I says, you have a cute poodle there. I think he's very nice, that dog you have. They love it. My father used to do that. My father's Atzal. There was a Skippy was the name of the dog. My father was not afraid of them. I keep away. I'm a different dirt. My father was raised on a farm where a dog is useful. I don't know if it's right for a yid to have a dog. It's a different schmooze. But if you're on a farm and he's needed as part, it's a different ballgame. So my father was raised on a farm somewhat. He's from a farm he came from Woodridge. And he loved, I remember on my block, there was a Shagetz whose name was Mike Santora. Mike Santora was an Italian. By the way, Rabbi Yaakov said, these Italians are hush, watch out for Mamzeris. There's Jews in there. During the Renaissance, there was a lot of intermarriage between, because they were the best goyim around. The Renaissance, you know that. And that Kufa, all the goyim were miserable like animals, and the Italians were, you know, classy people. And the male, there was a lot of intermarriage, and you have to watch out. That's what they say. That's why Italians look Jewish. There's a reason. By the way, Esav and Yaakov were identical twins. Rabbeinu here says they look come out exactly the same. I know where he got it from. It's from Purush HaRizal, Parshas Vayechid, that Yehuda did not want to kill Esav to his face. There's a machlokes who killed Esav. The most famous one is Don. Chushim ben Don killed him. But there is a medrash in Vayechid that says Yehuda killed him. And when he killed him, he took a look at Esav's face and he said, that looks exactly like my father. I cannot do that to my father's face. So he turned around and he killed him from behind. So just that, Yotcha ba'oidef ha'yevecha, that Yehuda goes to war, all his enemies turn their backs and he wins all the wars. As I say, Chazal, because he came up and Yehuda didn't want to kill Esav to his face. But they were identical twins. They looked different, we know that. But there was a lot of similarities. And some people think Italians look like Jews for that reason. But it's Lavdavka. There's plenty of Jewish blood. During World War II, Rabbi Miller points out, that's how the Italians went out of their way to save Jews. I once got a hitch here in Lakewood. The guy picked me up, was an Italian. He says, you know what us Italians did for you Jews during World War II? We hid Jews. And if we got caught, they shot 10 of us. That's what was the penalty. You do that, oh, you're finished. And they kept saving us. So what suddenly got into Esav? Like, Italy is Esav. Grad and the Mashgiach of Nassim told me that the real Esav is Russia. He's Italy fanetnisht out. They don't count these days. Italy, that's not the real thing. All right, but yeah, Sherman, there's a lot of Jewish blood over there. But this Mike Santora was an Italian guy, and he was so gishmak. He had a chedva sachayim. He was a big heavy guy, used to drink a lot with a red face, and he had vodka all the time. And he was happy, and he loved his doggy. Skippy had the best doggy. And my father used to go over, and whenever he met Skippy, and he patted him, and Mike used to cavil. Maybe my father appreciated his Skippy. So, anyway, a huntle. If you're not afraid, they wag their tails. They don't chep you. By the way, if you don't do Averis, they're also your best friend. When Daniil was thrown into a lion's den, a 300 lions, the lions wagged their tails, and they licked him, and they loved him, because he didn't do Averis. You know that? You know the Maaser of Chana Wasserman? You heard the story of Chana Wasserman? That's what they say. It happened at a farm here in America. What?
My great-grandfather.
It was your great-grandfather. He came to the house, and the dog
stayed by my great-grandfather's house.
Who, Chana Wasserman. And there was a dog.
They had a big dog because he was a salesman. He was never home. And my great-grandmother was one of the kids. And anytime somebody came to the house, the dog used to jump up by the window. It was a big, scary dog. When Rav Hanan came, it ran away and hid and didn't come out.
Look what's going on. Because if you're a tzaddik, they love you. Okay, it's a different shmooze. But anyway, if you're afraid of everybody, you're creating Zok Rebbe Rucham, there's peiris. To fear, there are real peiris. Fear is going to create live esavs. Alufei Adayim. Because he said Adayim Esav. I'm going to add one little thing. He says Avraham Avinu was not like that. Avraham was not like Yaakov Avinu. Avraham, he had the chanfa. He says, derech eretz with bnei ches. He was desperate. He wants Marusha Machpelah. He had to deal with them. He never said once Adoni. I got to tell you my thought. So he says Avraham was not like Yaakov. Whatever Yaakov did, nobody understands. But that's the thought. I want to tie in Avraham, Raimamus. Avraham is the beginning of all the others. The beginning of Avodas Hashem is hold from yourself. Later will Avraham is Raimamus. Sarah, Yiskah. These are nobility. That's the name. Raimamus. I tie in Aram had a mile in that. They were Lavan was Canaan is Kenia. You know, Avram said, I don't want no Canaan for my Shaduchim. We'll take from Aram, right? It's the opposite. They're tough guys, but we're going to channel those Midas to learn Torah. We'll be tough in learning. We'll function. We'll be something. Canaan, we don't want Canaan. They're too... By the way, I'm going to tell you something about Canaan. They got along better. There was a Medina and Shechem. You know that the Midrash says that one of the reasons we went to Mitzrayim is because in Egypt, they were big anti-Semites, and there wouldn't be any intermarriage. You're talking to see in Canaan. Right. Anyway, I want to mention something. So, when you walk in the street, believe you own the world. Did you hear that? The Slabok did it. They talk like that. Oh boy, we used to see some of these Alta Chevroners, the hat on like this, on an angle. And the back, the Alta Sabbat makes you, you know who you are? You know what a Ben Taira is? You're going, oh, well, what are you doing? You're a Ben Taira, Fafamon. Who's this guy that's, I was once on the plane, and they showed some stuff there that was unwanted stuff. They show it to you, like, you know, to show you how to put on the seatbelt, how to put on just in case something happens. They have to make a whole crotch go over there to show you what to do just in case this happens, that happens. And they had some pictures there, and I was infuriated. So I told the guy that's working, the steward, I started screaming. I said, this is disgusting. He got all, he was a very clean-cut guy. He looked like, you know, like he was one of those, but I'm not in the smell. I smell everything. The Nevadigas know it's all baloney. Inside, you're cream puff like everybody else. Just you have a hat on, you think you're handsome. This is a mink garnish. You're all insecure. And I was screaming my head off. How can you show a thing like this? You're not embarrassed? I was screaming in front of the whole plane. I fought for Molun. Everybody goes along. Well, that's the minig, you know, with the people with beards and shaped looks. Well, that's the way it is. What do you mean that's the way it is? This is disgusting. I didn't pay for this. You guys have no morals. You're out of your minds. I have to put up with this. I was screaming at the guy. Now, then I told him like this. I says, I don't mean you. You happen to be a very nice guy. In fact, I like your smile. But I mean the guys running it. The guy loves me till today. But as soon I says, now I want to complain. And I got his, he gave me the number, and I went to the guy in charge after I got off the plane. And I says, what kind of disgusting thing you guys showing? You're not embarrassed to do things like that? Now, I don't care what they think. I don't care what anyone says. The Eibush to see someone's maisha. That the whole world's oilam gailam. Everybody, well, that's what they do. What do you mean that's what they do? Are you normal? You got used to it? What do you get used to such a thing? You get used to it. Nebuch, you know what a maisha with? It was a Sabbat of Carlsberg, I'm not sure. This yid, he didn't like, he was working place, there were ladies over there. He didn't, it wasn't. So he comes to the Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, I can't, it's nicht für Yiddish. It's not for you to work in such a place with so much, it's not. So the Rebbe says, yeah, Parnassa, that's, you have Parnassa, you stay in that office. It's not pleasant, I know, but that's life. 2 years later, he meets him again. He says, how are things going? Oh, very good. What about the problem with Kedusha, with ladies? Oh, that's fine. I'm used to it. It's nothing. He says, I want you to leave. You're already talking. Oh, it's good already. Time to get out. You're talking like that. That's this game, you know. So, what's up, my mate? The guns of up. There's a story of Rav Scheinberg. Rav Scheinberg didn't want the movies on a plane. And he said, this is what they say. I wasn't there. They started showing the movies. And he says, I don't want this stuff. And Rav Scheinberg gets up in front of the whole plane and he says, I'm not interested in the movies. Does anybody protest? Nobody raised their hand. So you see, he points to the, nobody wants it. And they turned it off. That's what I heard. There's another gear set that Rav Scheinberg didn't work. Everything else worked. It is that's another guess. Then there's a Meister of Gershon. He was on a plane. And suddenly they started showing stuff over there. So Rav Gershon says, Tachat Adelet. So his, you know what that means? Open the door. Let's get out of here. So his Gabbai tells him, he says, Rabbeinu. They used to call him Rabbeinu. Anu Ba'avir. We're flying in a plane. Asma, Asma, yeah, Zerim Salanta said that he's not afraid to go on one of these trains that could be some kind of problems with Yichud, bigger things, because he would just jump out the window. If it ever happened to him, I was like, I'll jump out, no problem. You know, Navarik got together with Yeshiva people, and and they asked him, what are yeshiva man? He said, where did you learn? I learned the Vardy. You learned from one of the famous yeshivas. So they asked him, he asked the Vardy, what did they teach you there? What could you do? Special? He says, what did you finish a few black tomorrow, a few masakh? He says, now what did you learn? What did I learn? Let me ask you a question. If you were standing in the street and you suddenly found out you have shot, what would you do? You know the Gemara. Ein eitzav, ein tvuna, l'neged Hashem. There's no chachmas. You take it off right there on the spot. No chachmas. What would you do? Well, I would run real fast. Hey, you run real fast. Every step, you know, it's a deraisa. You know that. You're wearing shatnas. What do you mean you're going to run? What happened to your shas? What happened to you learned? You were baruch bey, you learned this. What happened to the maisa? Well, what would I do? I'd get undressed like Atchila. There's a maestro at the altar that he had an argument with somebody. Should he have a long beged or a short beged? So he said, The other guy said a short. The elder said a help from long begun. And the elder said, if I'm right, no more short begging. We're stop schmoozing around or we're real? And so the guy says, what if I'm right? If you're right, he started taking off his clothes right there in the street. You think I'm playing games? I'm ready to no problems. Oh, it's okay, it's okay. Anyway, the not to be afraid of people. I will tell you something. If you're Kol's mind, you're afraid of people, you are in jail. You don't know where to jail you, and you better work on it. Because you will not, there's so much gold sitting inside you. Lately, I'm opening up a little bit. My father used to kiss people in the street. My uncle Manas, he used to kiss people in the streets like nothing. He did pratim without being Navardic. My father was always doing these type of things. He wasn't afraid of nobody. I'm not ready for that. There's so much fear going on in my life. You know, you're going to kiss him? Well, I don't know how he's going to like it. Him? I don't even really know him. Him? Yeah, I'm going to do it. Is that happening? Now listen to this. If you are always doing pratim and faffing on people and constantly, you got to work on it a lot. You go to a chassan and get up on that chair. Don't be scared. Get up on that chair, pop a moon. Do some things, of course, with seichel. You know, become a gansa mishugana. Take your rabbi's side of more the better. You can take a whole stack of them, bring them, give them out. Yeah, this is my new stuff. It's half full of a fella. I know the machaba, that's me. It's Meyerdik. I'm getting, thank you, pleasure to see you.
Put them in the Rebbe's room, they don't go back.
Oh, that's a problem. I hear the problem. Anyway, so what was I saying? What are you talking about? Who? Pratim. So I want to tell you something. My father used to do this left and right. I can't do these things. You know, a little bit, you know, I'm shach. But why? Because you're so scared of everybody. Every opportunity. Now there's somebody, I don't want to get in details who it is. There is a person who took to my stuff in a big way. I've mentioned this. This is the number one of nobody really did a job like this younger man. This younger man has gone through Sheva Maduri Gehenna. This younger man is not cut out for a normal life. For the traumatic experiences from the home, still petrified of both his parents, from the school that destroyed him because he was not whatever, and from two independent traumatic experiences that can kill an elephant. This person started watching Mandel, and this person took to it, not stopped. And this person called me up on the phone. And like 2 months after the first time I spoke to that person, I didn't recognize him. He was a different person. He went into not being afraid of people. Full force ahead. This person says hello to every single neighbor that he's afraid of. And this person has a chavrusa. The trick is get a nudnik. I heard this in the Vardig. Get one nudnik, it'll save your life. He's got to pay him money. He's got to push you, do in 1 month. The guy was a different person. Do as Yom Balai, you go to a chassan, don't avoid. The Welt says, avoid avoidance. Stop avoiding everything. Well, I don't want to walk over to him because he's going to think of this Dafke Gordon. You know what this guy does? He traveled 2 hours to, they once destroyed him, a certain group. They destroyed his life, Mamish. So they were making a reunion. He was once part of them. So he took a 2-hour trip to be at the reunion so they could ignore him, which he knew they would do. He Dafke did it. Because Mandel said, Navardik! That's Navardik. And he's full of these things. He has a neighbor, a kid who is a bratty kid. What's with the kid that everyone's afraid of? Because the kid could embarrass you. Kid could give you a bazillion. You know, little kids could say, oh, you're terrible, you know, do that stuff. I had something recently. I'm so proud of it. I had some very chashuva people on the phone. And there was a younger man that came in who was a little bit, not so, he doesn't view me as a Rebbe yet. sense. You know, he looks at me like whatever. And he could say things in a big way. And I'm on the telephone, and a very, very, I got one of the biggest, you know, crush of Yidden on the phone with his wife, and they're listening to Rabbi Mendel's, what he wants to say. And suddenly this guy starts yelling at me, calling me all kinds of names. What do you think I did? I says, just 1 second. And I hold it out. And I says, so I lost some covet from this guy and his wife. So I lost some covet. Who cares? So he's going to think, you know, years ago what I would do? Don't embarrass me in public. Oh, 1 second. I'm busy now. Let me put this guy off so you shouldn't hear that music, the way they're mavazing me. Especially that this guy's coming to me like I'm the guru of the world. And this guy's putting me in place like I'm a zero. Doesn't pass. Not with me. I said, does pass. Wait, let me turn you on. 1 second. I'll answer you in a minute. Just 1 minute. I just have to think for something. And I turned it around. And I let the guy scream and call me names. All my weaknesses came out on the phone. I promise you, it's a true story. Thanks to Navarni. I'm a happy person. So I don't care. Pop him on. So, don't do that. Don't do that in public. You should know, I was once in a car accident. What?